to Amy and Sean.
1027 VGS.
So over the weekend, I was emceeing an event over at New York. Among other, Sammy was there too, for the St. Baldrick's Foundation. And people get money raised for this amazing organization that raises money specifically for childhood cancer research. It's a lot of cancer research that's done, but not a lot that's just for kids. That's what they do, and it's outstanding. And people were shaving their heads and shaving their beards, and I think a couple eyebrows went away, and it's fun. I got to shave a guy's beard. Don't know his name.
That's so funny.
But that beard came off. And it got us to talking off air about like our relationship with our hairdressers. And it's a very personal thing. And when they leave you, it's the worst thing to ever happen.
Yeah.
In that moment in time.
Yeah. See, I don't get my hair done often. Like, I haven't gotten my hair done in probably a year and a half.
Yeah.
I cut my own hair, like, the other day, or a few months ago.
That's right.
For the first time.
Flo-bee.
But I've only had two hairdressers. I've been here local 17 years, and I've only had two here, and one of them I got
were
mad
they locals
at. yeah everybody's local. I love it. I got mad. I had a hairdresser for years, and I got mad at her before my wedding because she just had attitude about something, and I never went back, and I had to find a new one.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So, that's rare. Usually they're like a respite drama with
the
hair girl.
Okay. So, and I don't know. I must have been in a bad mood or something because it made me so mad. I was like, whatever, that's it. I'm not going back
ever
again.
Maybe she's listening now and wondering what happened.
Maybe.
It went unaddressed. She's
right.
Like, I wonder if she's alive.
So then I found a new hairdresser, and I loved her, and she did an awesome job, and she wasn't super crazy expensive, and she's great. She was awesome. Then she retired.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, no.
I know. So I went to one, and she's great, but I just haven't been back. So, like, ever since my one retired, I've got it done one time, and then...
You just
it.
Do it yourself now.
I don't do anything at all. Except I cut it just for funny TikTok.
Her hair is down to her feet.
Yeah, seriously.
That is really interesting. Okay, I remember. Okay, so we had Regina, my first hairdresser here in town. She was outstanding. And then I forget why we stopped going. I think she lost her, like, she was renting a chair. I think she stopped renting a chair. I think that's what happened. So I had to find a new hairdresser. Remember Elizabeth Watts? She used to be on Fox 5. One of the anchors on Fox. She was like, you know what? I go to this guy. He's fantastic. He's at the Christoph Salon at MGM Grand. Now, like, you know, going to the strip to get your haircut, fine. But I fell in love with this guy. Oh, outstanding. Campbell was the best. He gave me great haircuts. We would chat. He would tell me about all of his lovely gay adventures. I would tell him about all of my lovely straight marriage. It was just whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then someone thought it was a good idea to introduce him to another guy. They got introduced. He lived in Massachusetts. Guess what?
He moves
from me. Terrible.
Yeah, that's tough. But it's easier at least because you have their number, their personal number 9 times out of 10, right?
Yes.
So you can find if they go somewhere else. My nail guy, like, oh gosh, I've had the same nail guy, Steve, love him. And I've been going to him for probably 10 years. So I see Steve once or twice a month for a decade. It's great. I love him. And he has been at the same place forever. But I always fear, like, if he goes somewhere, I don't have his number. So every time I'm there, I'm like, I need your phone number. He's like, you're a psychopath.
He calls you a psychopath.
My mom goes to him as well.
That's great.
And he's like, oh gosh, like, Steve gets so annoyed with my mom and I.
So when Campbell moved, I ended up, because he was in, like, near the Cape, and so I would be visiting 3 times a year. I'm like, all right, fine, I'm just going to get a haircut from Campbell. So I would drive down to the Cape and get my haircut.
Oh my gosh.
And I went to his wedding there.
Wow.
He left me, though. I'll never get over it.
Hard.
And, like, then you have to trust it. Like, I remember there was one time that happened. I was in between hairdressers. I went to a place, like a chain, like a nice chain, though. The ones that give you the massage.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really good. And I asked for, I'll clean it up. I don't want it to look like I just got a cut. I just want it to look good. I gotta like look like I went to the military.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Like I'm going out of the red carpet of the Billboard Music Awards. I look like I have a whiffle.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm about to look awful. Yeah.
So bad.
That relationship you have with your hairdresser, your nail person, 702-597-1027. When they leave, it's like, how dare you?
No.
You have a wife? No. File my nails. Every time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.